Rory Dollard is a cricket correspondent with PA Media, and he is in the UK complement of media. Rory, welcome to Cape Town.
Hello there, how are you? I just caught the end of your segment there. As my information is that the England team are not going to be exposing their hips. They're going to be wearing regular cricket kits during this series, you'll be glad to hear.
I'll be very sad to hear, because there's a couple of good bodies in there, Rory. A couple of good ones. look, England has had more cricket than South Africa has through this mad COVID time, but a lot of the top players from the South African, from the Proteas camp and from the English camp have had cricket at the IPL in Dubai. It's home ground advantage, but what advantage do you get from a home ground which is empty of your supporters, although there have been so many English supporters at Newlands recently that it felt like an English ground rather than a South African ground. So I guess it's really difficult, Rory, to make any kind of confident prediction about what might happen over the next six matches.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I think in T20 cricket in particular, the games are really settled on one magical performance. You know, it could be a sparkling century. It could be a brilliant spell of bowling at the death. Those games really can be settled by the top two or three players in each team. And as you say, England have played a lot of cricket recently, but if you look at Quinton de Kock, Rabada, Nokia, they're all very well into their stride. So I think in T20 cricket, it's a toss-up. I think we might see later in this tour, in the 50-over games, the fact that England have played a lot more together as a team and have those combinations a bit more settled. I think that could play into their favour in the 50-over games. T20, it's a hell of a lot of fun, and it's very, very hard to predict.
And Ben Stokes is one of several players, Jofra Archer, Chris Jordan, others, who are not playing in the T20. They are waiting and taking part in the ODI. And Ben Stokes is one of those players who, with bat, ball, and in the field with a catch or a run out, can turn a game on its head. How much might England miss him?
Yeah, actually it's the other way around. Ben Stokes and Archer, they're playing the T20s, and then they're going to go home a little bit early. So they're actually going to be playing those guys tomorrow night.
Okay.
But as you rightly said, Ben Stokes has done some pretty remarkable things for England over the last couple of years. He's carried a lot of our hopes and dreams on his shoulders. So, you know, whenever we don't have Ben Stokes, things just seem that little bit harder. So he's going to be with us and play these next three matches, and England just feel a little bit safer and a little bit more secure when he's in that 11, because, you know, he wins games with the bat and the ball, and if he's off colour with those, he tends to take a brilliant catch.
I don't know if you've been at a game, covering a game as a reporter, where there hasn't been a crowd. I've watched lots of it on television. I've watched tennis, and I've watched rugby, and I've watched football. We've got the sound effects, but it's bizarre. It's really, really bizarre. It must be even more bizarre as a reporter sitting there with not too many other reporters close by and no crowds, and certainly in the football sense, really being able to hear everything. The manager is shouting at the players, and the players are shouting at each other, and the players are shouting at the ref, and so on. Have you had that experience?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I actually covered the entire English summer. I covered every game, so it's almost becoming normal to me now. I think I covered about 18 international matches through the summer, and once the cricket season finished back home, I did cover a little bit of Premier League football too. So I am getting used to it. I think cricket seems to be affected less than maybe football and rugby because of the length of the game, I suppose. You know, a short, sharp 90 minutes or 80 minutes kind of needs that injection of noise and spirit and atmosphere. It really thrives on it. In cricket, I suppose, we're used to seeing test cricket in sort of unfold a little bit more gently and a bit more slowly without that sort of constant noise. So cricket can survive without the fans, but it isn't as much fun. There's no doubt about that. I mean, you have players on both sides this week, probably. I'm thinking of I'm thinking of someone like Rabada from South Africa. In England, the likes of Jofra Archer, they love to sort of strut their stuff, and they feed on the reaction from the crowd and the buzz of the moment. And that's impossible to recreate with a couple of sound effects and 30 seconds of music between overs, I'm afraid. So yeah. we're not quite back to where we want to be with sport, but hopefully we're getting closer.
And I think it was Joss Butler from the England camp yesterday who was fronting to the media, and he was inevitably asked about what the England squad thought of the troubles in the administration of cricket in South Africa. Those have been well publicised, yeah. And it's been very difficult, I think, for the cricketers to cut themselves off from that, but they say they've managed to do that. And Butler said what you'd expect him to say, that we don't focus on what the opposition's doing, what's going on in their camp. We focus on what we need to do. And do you think that's true, or do you think that England feel maybe that they have a better chance because they are confronting a team coming out of a problematic admin background, or maybe they're a little nervous that the South African cricketers will work extra hard to show that they have put the admin problems behind them?
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, things that happen to the guys wearing suits don't necessarily affect the people in the boots. that's how we tend to think of it sometimes. To be honest, we spoke to Jason Roy the other day, and we asked him how he felt about some of these things, and he reminded us that he had to prepare to face Jofra Archer and Mark Wood, who were both bowling at about 93 miles an hour in the net. And he said, honestly, when I finish doing that, I don't have a lot of time to worry about the paperwork that's been signed above my head. So, you know, I think once the tour was signed off, once the fact that we knew the games were going to take place, I think they'll be looking at videos of the bowling, they'll be looking at where they can score their runs and take their wickets, and I don't really think it'll bleed too much onto the field, to be honest.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot and accept that it's an impossible question to answer, but a winner of the T20 series and a winner of the ODI series, please.
Yeah, I think the T20 series, it'll be 2-1 in either direction. You know, I think the games are going to be pretty tight, and it'll be decided by sort of one result. I'll say England because of just that they've had the more cricket behind them. They're a little bit more settled as a team, and in the 50 overs I would say England a little more confidently. I think their 50 over game is really, really strong at the moment. They won the World Cup not too long ago. They haven't really changed their team at all, so this is their world champion team. So I think they'll be really confident in 50 overs, and I think 20 overs we'll see three really, really good games.
Rory Donald, thanks very much for talking to us. Cricket correspondent with PA Media, part of the UK Compliment, following the English cricketers through this series starting tomorrow at 6.